Let's get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and head down to Boston, connect with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
What's up, Rich? How are you, my friend?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on. I guess we start with what's happening tonight. Game 7, Boston Bruins, Toronto Maple Leafs. I thought this thing was over a week ago. Are they in trouble?
Yeah, they are in trouble. And, you know, first of all, you got to question Tuukka Rask. Game 5, he was horrible. And so do you really trust Tuukka in this must-win Game 7 situation? But Tuukka's just one of the many problems that they're having right now, Rich. I mean, the offense has disappeared the last couple of games. You know, those top two lines, I think they got to do a better job. And it'll be interesting to see early on if they can get the benefit of some calls, get on the power play, get that Garden crowd rocking and rolling.
Celtics last night with a very nice bounce back win, a big game for a lot of folks. But boy, Al Horford really took control of things last night.
My guy Al Horford, right? I've been hyping him up all season long. Playoff Al, I'm calling him. Yeah, he was huge. I thought, you know, just his energy, his activity, even on the boards with 14 rebounds. I mean, he was a difference maker. And, of course, Marcus Smart, too. But Al Horford leading the way with 22 points, that was an all-around great game for Al.
Yeah, how much did it mean to that team to have Marcus Smart back in the lineup?
Oh, it was huge. And let's not just, you know, boil it down to they're a better defensive team. If you talk to Al and you talk to the players, they say Marcus Smart is the heart and soul of that team. And so if you're missing your heart and soul, you know, you're not going to have the same kind of fight. And so we saw last night, the thing about Marcus and what he does, he's so great defensively, his ability to read things. He's sort of like a free safety at times. I mean, when have we ever seen a alley-oop attempt for Giannis get blocked? And Smart came from, you know, the other side of the court to make that play. And so without him, they don't make those little kind of plays that we saw Marcus make.
What do you think? Do they wrap it up tomorrow or do we get a Game 7?
No, we get a Game 7 Saturday night at the Garden, 8 o'clock tip, 7 o'clock pregame. I just think Milwaukee, you know, at home, their crowd will be fired up. I think their role players will feed off of that. And so I got a Celtics in 7 here. I think we're coming back to Boston on Saturday, but the Celtics will ultimately prevail.
Now, I have to pass along a question from our friend Upton Bell, who wanted me to ask if you think, as an old Philadelphia guy, the 76ers or the Celtics have a brighter future going forward.
Oh, wow, that's a great question, right? I'm going to say the Sixers, and here's why. Embiid and Simmons can be legitimately two top 10 players in the league. I'm talking the new Kobe Shaq, the new Magic Kareem, the new D-Wade and Shaq in Miami. I mean, this is really the next great 1-2 combination, you know, perimeter guy, big man combination. And that's not to say the Celtics don't have a bright future, a great future. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, with the Celtics, you got Al Horford, who's up in age, Gordon Hayward. We haven't seen much of him, but, you know, he's like in his prime right now. What's his, you know, prime next 4 or 5 years? You look at the young guys, Tatum and Brown, what's their development going to be? Are they going to really get their chance to carry a team? You're talking Embiid and Simmons for the next 10 years, being great for the Sixers.
Red Sox all of a sudden have lost 3 in a row as the road trip continues. Is anybody there making sure Lou Merlone isn't out on a ledge?
Oh, you know he was already getting fitted for a ring early on, rattling off those wins. But no, but we knew a rough stretch was going to come. And so, you know, it'll be interesting how they deal with it. You know, there's already been people out there criticizing Alex Cora and some of his moves. And how does he respond to that? David Price losing out there in Oakland. And so how do these guys respond, when they hit this rough patch? To me, that's what I'm interested to see.
Well, and we know that people always overreact to things early in the season. When the Yankees were struggling, when Stanton and Sanchez weren't hitting, everybody was talking like, well, they got the wrong guys. Stanton isn't cut out for that market. But you've been saying all along, right through the winter, this Yankees team is still the team to beat.
Exactly, and we're seeing that here lately. You know, the bats are coming alive. I mean, Gregorius is on a tear as of late. Stanton has found his swing as well. And I mean, you can't get over, you know, too high or too low in April. I mean, you know this, Rich. I mean, 162-game season, it's ebbs and flows, and I'm more interested in how a team is playing in September than getting too high and low in April.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Rob Gronkowski back in the fold. Was that a surprise to you, or should it have been a surprise to anybody?
Now, I don't want to say it's a surprise, but the fact that, you know, he did have that sit-down with Bill Belichick, you know, come face-to-face, you know, it's interesting the timing, you know, just a couple of days before the draft and all that. I'm a little shocked by that. I thought it would linger a little more, you know, into OTAs in May. And so, you know, now that it's all wrapped up, but I read that Gronk post and I heard from his agent, and, you know, it sounds like there was that sort of come-to-Jesus kind of meeting where him and Belichick had to sit down face-to-face and get some things squared away.
Is there any chance that this is just a precursor to them a little bit later on, post-draft, trading him away?
You know what? I would not put it past them. You know, some people say, oh, now we know Gronk will be here all season. You know, I don't think that's how it works in Foxborough. You know, if a great deal comes along, if Bill Belichick feels, you know, in his mind, maybe Gronk isn't all the way committed, 100% committed, he'll still make a deal. And so I think Gronk will be on the roster September when the season kicks off. But, you know, it would not shock me. I wouldn't be totally floored if he did get traded before then.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston. Are you on tonight, or are they giving you a little bit of a rest? You're working so hard with the Celtics playoff schedule.
I need a break, man. It's my day off, but I come back strong tomorrow. 1 hour pregame beginning at 7. So, you know, I got to get my beauty sleep and get my rest for that.
We'll be there to watch tomorrow night. Drapes, thanks as always.
All right, Rich, be good, man.
It's Kyle Draper with us here on Downtown every Wednesday afternoon.